ASOS have ruffled feathers by introducing a new £3.95 returns charge for shoppers. Customers will now have that amount deducted from their refund if they keep less than £40 worth of their items. So are people right to be annoyed, or has fast fashion just become too easy for shoppers? Should we be having to pay for returns so we think twice about what we're spending? Should more places introduce charges to cut down on people overbuying? Well, Siobhan O'Neill-White from mams.ie is with me. Hello, Siobhan.
Hi.
How do you feel about fast fashion?
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I love to recycle things and reuse things. When my sister got married a couple of years ago and I was her bridesmaid, and it was a beautiful long dress, I had it made into a short dress and then I wore it to my sister-in-law's wedding. And I love to do things like that. I love to pass things on. So I'm not a big fan of it, but I have teenagers and I'm realistic and they are going to go and buy stuff off Shein and websites like that. And actually, Shein already have a £4.50 refund fee and a lot of companies have a refund fee. So a lot of times you're ordering stuff online and you have to be really careful because you might be getting free shipping, but if you're going to send it back, there will be a fee for that. So, and when the clothes are very cheap, what happens sometimes is my teenagers are like, well, I'm not going to even bother sending that back because I'm only going to get €5 and they're going to take £4.50. And then it's just a complete waste of clothing. So, and then I was saying to your researcher earlier, some charity shops now are refusing to take clothes from Shein. That's a thing now as well. So my kids are fairly good. If they get something and they don't like it, I'm like, give it to somebody, or we'd have it, you know, try and do something with it. So they might give it to one of their friends or something like that. But I'd rather they go out and actually go out shopping maybe on a Saturday afternoon with their pals and actually go and spend their money in the shops rather than, you know, the real cheap, awful websites that they buy stuff from.
And do you have those conversations with them, Siobhan? Because it was only a lot further on in life that I ever began to think about sweatshops and where all these things were coming from. And if there's a low price on a tag, that somebody somewhere is paying a price. Ahead of the sustainability side.
Yeah, actually, I think Penneys are doing a lot at the moment with their, you know, using a lot of recycled products to make their fabrics and stuff like that. So I love to see shops doing things like that. Yeah, there's a good example. My daughter just had her debs recently and some of the girls bought dresses from this really well-known shop online. And, you know, the dresses were like €200 and they looked amazing. And a lot of the girls got dresses from this place. And my daughter wanted to get a dress from this place. And I was like, just don't do it. It's a debs dress. You don't order something like that online. And it's €200. Like, don't do it. So I took her to a shop in Dublin, up in Fashion City there in Ballymount. There's great shops in there. And she got the most fabulous dress for like €80. And it fit beautifully and the fabric was gorgeous and everything was good. And her friend's dress that arrived was absolutely awful. And it was like €200. It was terrible. So I think, you know, if you have got a special occasion coming up and it's you're better off really going out and trying to find something that suits you and fits you properly. And then, you know, go with somebody like I went with her. We had a nice afternoon out and had a coffee and stuff like that. And it was a nice experience and a nice memory. So, and that dress will definitely get worn again. Definitely. It's beautiful. It's upstairs. She'll wear it to a wedding or some other event. So I'd rather buy something like that. And again, like €80 for a Deb's dress, that's actually so reasonable. And the fabric and everything was really good. But because she could try stuff on and see what suited her and what didn't suit her, it was much better than ordering something, you know, online. And that looks amazing on the model. But when you know, we've all ordered something. And I ordered a jumpsuit once online and it looked so gorgeous. And I looked like a bag of potatoes when I put it on me. So really, you really have to know what suits your style and shape. So the whole idea of just buying loads of cheap items, it's just the quality is not good. And you really have to think about, oh, who's paying the price for me getting 3 or 4 items for €10?
Well, stay there, Siobhan, because I want to bring in Pat Kane, sustainability advocate and founder of Reusey. Hello, Pat.
How are you, Claire?
Oh, good to have you on. What do you think about this move? I mean, I know by your title and knowing the work that you do personally that you are not a fan of fast fashion. Does this help in the fight against us, that people might think twice because of the cost of sending it back?
Yeah, I would like to think that, yeah, indeed, this will help. You know, according to the British Fashion Council, you know, of all the returns in the UK, they find that 50% are going straight to landfill. 25% go straight to incineration, and only 25% are recycled. That is a very stark number, right? It's not good at all. And even for retailers, like Siobhan mentioned there, you know, that are using recycled materials, we need to remember that these retailers, those big guys, they're not reducing the amount of stuff they produce. They're just ticking a little box here that's like, let me use a bit of recycled fabric because it looks good. But the volume, the sheer volume of stuff they're putting out there is not reducing. We are trying to address overproduction. We are trying to address overconsumption. And a move like charging for a return is very welcome. Funnily enough, just today, the CEO for Pretty Little Thing, which is one of these big, you know, fast fashion, ultra fast fashion brands, announced that for his royalty customers, whatever that means, there will be no fee for returns, which is a scary thing. You know, what is a royalty customer? Do you have to spend £50 a month? Probably. You know, it's not much for sure because their products are so cheap, which means the majority of their customers will probably have access to free returns, which again, to Siobhan's point, where is it going to end up? Yeah. So it is concerning. It is something that education, I suppose, you know, and really trying to steer our teens away from fast fashion, trusting their intellect and presenting them with, you know, videos or documentaries or having conversations around what the alternatives are, like your charity shop, like a Depop, you know, a secondhand platform like Vestiaire, or incredible shops that we can find around the country. These conversations are very needed, mainly in this day and age of social media where we have these pressures of we have to have that or look good for, you know, the new dress, a new bag or whatever it is. So, yeah.
And Siobhan, do you feel that with your girls that they are under pressure by what they're seeing online, by the ads they're being bombarded with, and even the fact that if they're photographed wearing an outfit once that they might think, oh, you know, I'll need something new for next time. Do you see that pressure trickling into them?
I really push away from that. And my mom is an awful woman for this. She would be like, now I wore that dress, I can't wear that again. And I'm like, you can wear it again and you have to wear it again. And I have three sisters, and my mom and myself and the three sisters, we all give clothes to each other all the time. All the time. I have a dress for an event and then I give it to somebody else and somebody, and they go around. It's cyclical. We do that. And my girls have a bit of that kind of in them as well. So I really, really want to get good quality items that I will have for years and years and years, even with, you know, handbags and shoes. I don't buy them very often because I buy good ones and I just, you know, I really look after them. And I don't like the idea of just this disposable fashion every season buying loads of new stuff because, and you know, you see trends coming and going. I don't go by the trends, and I really try to raise my daughters not to go by the trends because some of the trends are so awful. But, you know, one of my daughters is 17 and she really loves her fashion and you know, she really is into her style and everything, but she has her own style. She doesn't follow other people's fashion. She has her own style, and people probably are following her because she really has her own identity, and that's really important. I don't want them to feel I have to have these jeans because everybody has these jeans, or I have to have that kind of top because everybody has these tops. She just does it her own way, and I think that's something that we have to kind of try and instill into our kids and definitely explain to them. Like that, those statistics about the landfill are horrific. That is absolutely horrific. You know, you think about all the poor God, everything, the ocean with the plastic and everything else. The thought of all those clothes just being thrown away when they could be given to charities, when there's such better uses for them, or recycled into new garments. So I think we do have to have those conversations with our kids and make them aware that, you know, if they're going to be supporting these really nasty, cheap, horrible, horrible companies, and that there is repercussions for that. So I'd much rather they spend a little bit more and buy locally. And yeah, I love the charity shops. My sister is always finding the most incredible
designer pieces. I'd say, where did you get that coat? Oh, it was £5 in the charity shop. She lives in Jersey and there's loads of rich people there. So she's just constantly dressed in designer gear and it costs her next to nothing. And I love it. I think it's amazing.
Yes, likewise, I've seen Pat wearing clothes and complimented you on them, Pat. And you've said, yeah, pick this up in a charity shop. I mean, we have incredible services available to us to rent for a special occasion. Like, there are other options. There's a text here from Gavin in Cork. He said, this fast fashion is complete rubbish. You pay for what you want, return what you don't. The woke brigade trying to make people feel guilty. No guilt. It's a commercial society. Well, sadly, it's a fact, Gavin. But I want to talk, Pat, about the idea of guilt, because I don't think we want to give people guilt and shame, because that's not very motivating. But we want people to become more conscious consumers. Even in my own life, I began to really look at the clothes I was buying and being sucked into what I was seeing online. And in two clicks, it was arriving to the front door and into my wardrobe. And they were the items that every 3 months were going in a charity bag and into the charity bin. And I think it's that consciousness that needs to come into people's lives, because I began to question that and I began to stop doing that. So we don't really want guilt and shame, do we?
No, I think as always, you know, and I love, as much as I love Gavin's message there, like, thanks for calling us woke. We are awakened. Yeah, we realize what the problem looks like, and that's why we're here. You know, guilt is something that comes and into the conversation when sustainability, you know, is up for discussion a lot. When we talk about fast fashion, we're obviously not talking about folks that can only buy at fast fashion brands because, you know, they're struggling here and there, financially speaking, et cetera, et cetera. We're obviously not. And we need to remind ourselves that the people who are obviously, you know, that the fast fashion is the ultimate outlet, I guess, you know, they're not the ones maintaining and, as a matter of fact, helping those brands grow and thrive. You know, it's you and I who want to look good for a weekend, for a party, for an event. You know, it's the teenager that doesn't want to repeat clothes on Instagram or TikTok or whatever it is. You know, it's the people with a bit more money to spare. And it's very bad to see that. So as you said, it's all about trying to understand that it's not only the waste at the end of the line, but it's the unsustainable practices. It's the worker rights, fair wages, environmental impact.
And we all play a part in it. We'll have to leave it there, but thank you so much. Pat Kane, sustainability advocate and founder of Reusey, and Siobhan O'Neill-White from mams.ie.